In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is in our midst. As Orthodox Christians, we celebrate this great feast of Pentecost today, 50 days after the resurrection of our Lord and 10 days after the Feast of Ascension, when he ascended into heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father. And in the scripture readings from Ascension, we heard that he promised that he would send the Comforter, the Paraclete, to be with his disciples, to be with and upon the body of believers that we know as the church. And he said, "Lo, I will be with you until the end of the age." And this is what he meant when he said that, because he gave, through him, the Father, sent by the Son, gave the Holy Spirit to be with us until the end of the age. Last night, in the Vesper service, we heard three prophecies. We heard three Old Testament readings from Numbers, from Ezekiel, which was the third one, and the second one, the most commonly heard, and the one that speaks very directly to this feast of Pentecost, was from the book of Joel. And the prophet Joel says in chapter 2, 28, "And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my spirit." This, uttered by Joel, this prophecy hundreds of years before the coming of Christ, the crucifixion and resurrection of our Lord, his ascension and Pentecost, spoke directly to this. And it was fulfilled in this event of Pentecost. Also last night, we heard in one of the hymns, the Holy Spirit supplies all things. He pours out prophecies. He perfects priests. He taught wisdom to the unlettered, or the unintelligent, the ones who did not have high education. He showed fishermen to be theologians. And I love this word. He welds together the whole institution of the church. This is what the Holy Spirit does. This is the ministry, if you will, of the Holy Spirit. He supplies all things. We say in the hymn that we will chant in the Vespers here shortly, we've already chanted it a couple times, "Heavenly King Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, you who are present in all places and filling all things." And then it says, he perfects priests. Now, why do you think this hymn in here says that? Those of us, all of us at one time or the other, have been at an ordination. And when we are ordained, especially as priests and as bishops, there's a prayer that's read that he, meaning the Holy Spirit, the invocation of the Holy Spirit to come down upon the candidate that is being ordained, the unworthy candidate, that the Holy Spirit fills what is lacking. Now let me tell you, and I think Father Peter and Father John and any priest, any clergyman who has knelt down before the altar while that priest is being read, while that prayer is being read, recognizes certainly at that time, but throughout our ministry, how much we are lacking and how much we need and pray for the Holy Spirit to complete and to fulfill what is lacking in us. This is the same for all of us, each and every one of us. You see, each and every one of us at our baptism and our chrismation experience our own personal Pentecost, because the Holy Spirit comes down upon each and every one of us, whether it be as an infant or whether it be at times we're received into the Orthodox Church, that the Holy Spirit, the seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit, is upon us and fills and completes and guides and grants wisdom and protects. All these words, these descriptive words of the Holy Spirit that we hear, is upon us, is alive in us, if we invite him into the vessel of our body. Paul tells us this, and we've heard this many times, that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And we speak about this especially to our young people who are like sponges filling themselves with all sorts of things. There's all sorts of things, both good and bad, that are there waiting, pressing upon us to fill us. What will we fill ourselves with? The Holy Spirit? Good things? Things that complete us and fulfill us and fill what is lacking in us? Or things that are harmful for us? That is the free will aspect of our lives, as being created by God in his image and his likeness and his love. So we pray. This is why this prayer is read so many times, not just in our services, but our daily prayers. Heavenly King, Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, you who are present in all places and filling all things, come and dwell in us. Cleanse us of every stain and save our souls, O good one. He pours out prophecies. All the prophecies and the Old Testament readings point to hundreds of years, even thousands of years before Christ, the coming of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. Jeremiah is another one, even though that wasn't read last night. In Jeremiah, in chapter 2, he says, "Be appalled, O you heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be ye very desolate, says the Lord, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water." Now, again, we've spoken about the 3 weeks before the Ascension, the Sundays of Pascha, and then, of course, Ascension, and then Pentecost, water, this theme of water, over and over and over again. And our Lord even says it here in the Gospel today, when he says, "If anyone thirst, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the Scripture has said, out of his heart shall flow rivers of living water." Jeremiah speaking about this, again, hundreds of years before this, when he says, "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters." So we see the connection here in the prophetic statements made, and then in our Lord's words, and this theme of water over and over again. And we all know this because we've all thirsted at one time or the other. I'm thirsty right now. I'm sure many of us are. And how we want to get some water to quench that thirst so we can kind of move on to the next need. But water is something that we always feel and we always need. Not feel, we always need. But thirst is something that we always feel. And Jeremiah is speaking about it in a spiritual way, of course. Thirsting for God. Thirsting for God. And Jesus understands this and knows this because he is God. And he came just like he did and said to the Samaritan woman by the well, water. He is the living water. Out of your heart will flow rivers. And I never thought of it this, and Father Peter mentioned this at one of the services this past week. Not a river, but rivers of living water. Rivers. And think of the great Mississippi, when those of you who have driven across that, or all when the rivers, the tributaries come in, and it's just wide and deep, this river. Rivers of living water. We need to constantly invoke, seek out, pray for these rivers of living water. And when these rivers of living water are within us, the Holy Spirit resides within us, what comes out of us are the fruits of the Spirit. Again, what comes in and what goes out? The fruits of the Spirit, peace and joy and love, gentleness, faithfulness. All these expressions, all these characteristics of those who are filled, who are indwelled with the Holy Spirit. The Israelites, when they were released from bondage from Egypt, and they went on their journey towards the Promised Land, as they were going through the desert, this is from the book of Numbers, we hear this, and they found themselves, as you can imagine, in the desert, thirsty, and they clamored for water. And Moses expressed or experienced another one of the miracles where he took his staff and hit the rock and water came forth and they were quenched, the Israelites. But you see, they were thinking about and focused on their immediate need for physical quenching. But Moses was pointing them to something greater, and that is the Promised Land. They eventually made it there, the Promised Land. Not without much winding around and all sorts of difficult things that happened to them. For us, the Promised Land is eternal life. Eternal life. And so we too are seeking this quenching of our thirst. And this is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit comes down upon us, comes down upon the church. And it's today that we will offer our prayers here shortly in the Vespers, where we will invoke the Holy Spirit to come down in those lengthy prayers that we will hear. Try to do your best to listen to them, because there's so much teaching and so much truth and so much wisdom in these prayers. But it's not just this one day. It's not just this one year. It's our entire life that we pray for, from the time we receive the Holy Spirit at our chrismation, every day. Heavenly King, Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, present in all places, filling all things, come and dwell in us. Cleanse us of every stain and save our souls, O good one. Amen.